You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the line, we've got the wonderful Roy Irwin. Kia ora, Roy. How are you today?
Hi, how's it going? I'm good.
Good. It's so nice to chat with you and so exciting to have a brand new Roy Irwin song out in the world today, complete with a lovely video as well. It's called Clover. Tell us a wee bit about this track, Roy. How long have you been cooking this one up?
So, I wrote some of the lyrics maybe a couple of years ago now, but I just haven't felt like making music. It hasn't been fun, or it hasn't felt right, but it's kind of come back, so I recorded that in December last year.
Nice.
Late December, yeah.
I think that's a lot of people in that same boat of like, it's just not been the right time for creativity for a lot of people over the last few years. It's been, you know, a lot going on in the world.
It's been weird.
I'm very pleased you've returned. Your self-titled record was my ultimate Silly Little Walk album in the first lockdown. So I'm pleased to have some new music to add to that collection of great music that you've been putting out. But is this going to be leading to a bigger project for you? Are you sort of feeling the urge to maybe put a full length out or an EP or something later this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've almost got an album ready, but I just have to do a few more songs. But there's maybe 3 singles I'm going to release up until around July, and then I'll send a full length out. Yeah,
that's pretty exciting. Tell us a wee bit more about Clover as a track. I was reading the lyrics, which are up on your Bandcamp, and it's got kind of a timelessness to it, you know, big feelings, kind of digging into the vein of some sort of emotion as well. But did it come out of a specific thing for you, or was it kind of ideas that came to you over a long period?
So it was very specific. So my mom died 2 years ago. So it was about navigating through that grief and just feeling that, but wanting to navigate through it and or push through it and still remain positive when everything feels hopeless.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Is that your mum on the cover as well?
It is. Yeah. That was her when she was younger, before I was born.
That's such a gorgeous photo.
I love that photo.
It feels like a really beautiful tribute to have this song out there, and a really warm track. I mean, that grief I think is there in it when you're listening, but it is a warm song and it's got this kind of heart to it as well. Roy, did it feel cathartic to get it out there?
I mean, it was a good feeling. I think it's a sad song, but I still think it's overall a happy song also to me. It's happy sad.
Yeah, totally.
Only way I can explain it.
That's also a good way to describe the video that you've made with Morgan Leary. Tell us a little bit about the process of making this. It is also warm and beautiful and shot on film, I believe.
Thank
is that
you.
Right?
Actually not, but
just treated very nicely.
Yeah, so it's fully just shot on an iPhone. Last minute. So that was all Morgan's doing. We talked about it a bit beforehand, maybe the day before. It was just basically to be somewhat reflective of the person that my mom was. Mm-hmm. It was a person that loved nature and was a very spiritual person. So we tried to kind of fit that in. And basically just the video to accompany the song and to be another tribute to who she was.
Well, it's a really beautiful video, and obviously you and Morgan have a very long friendship. You've played in bands together and done lots of collaborations, so it must have been, I imagine, quite a natural thing to go to her with this idea.
Totally, and it was just really nice because we haven't hung out in quite a while, so I went out to her place in Massey and hung out with her and her kid, and it was just a really nice day.
That's awesome. That's the best way to make art, hey?
Absolutely.
Roy, thank you for putting this beautiful song out there. I would encourage people to go check out the video today. You can find it on Under the Radar or on YouTube as well. And you can grab Clover from Bandcamp too. RoyIrwin.bandcamp.com. I'm very excited to hear that there's going to be more out this year as well, but I think we should have a listen to this new song. Thanks for speaking with us, Roy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. We'll see you soon.
Cheers. Cheers. Have a good day.
You too. Very, very beautiful new track from Roy Irwin, brand new in fact, just out this morning. That is called Clover. Thank you so much to Roy for speaking with us. You can go see the video that they've made for this, which is up on Under the Radar. I highly recommend it. It's a very, very beautiful song for their mum. Really, really lovely track, and a very beautiful photo of their mum as well on the Bandcamp too. So go and have a look at that. You're on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show. My name's Rachel. We've got just under 10 minutes of brekkie left. After the break, we will be running through your top 10 as counted up and played out for you by Annabelle and Callum last night, so that is exciting stuff. We've also got a couple more songs to squeeze in before the end of the show, so stick around.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.